And with that seemingly inconspicuous beginning, welcome to the Google Home tutorial. My name is Kim Loftus. I will be your primary presenter throughout the course of this tutorial. I am Director of Product Development with Mystic Access, and I'm very, very pleased to be bringing you this fun and informative information on the Google Home. In this first section of the tutorial, we're going to talk about what it is and how it works and its accessibility, and I'm going to give you a little bit of information that will help you in getting started, or if you're brand new to Google Home, to help you to know if this is, in fact, the device that you want. First of all, I would like to introduce you to my co-presenter for the tutorial, Chris Grabowski, founder of Mystic Access, who is going to help us with some of the more geeky stuff, as it were, of the tutorial. And Chris can introduce himself and tell you a little more.
More geeky stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, as was alluded, I'm Chris Grabowski with Mystic Access, and I will be demonstrating some of the aspects of the tutorial that require multiple Google Homes, as I have at least one other Google Home.
At least, he says. He's being modest, but okay.
At least one other Google Home, and at least one other Google Home Mini. I will also be demonstrating some of the home automation aspects. So in the home automation section of the tutorial, that will be primarily me demonstrating that kind of stuff.
We're going to have a lot of fun, and hopefully we're going to give you a lot of information that will prove useful to you. So sit back and relax, and hopefully this is going to be a good time had by all. Let's begin by talking about why you might want a Google Home. Google Home is one of the speaking virtual assistants in the burgeoning, or perhaps now we should begin to say thriving, market of virtual assistant products. Siri, Cortana, Amazon Echo, etc. And this is a contender in that market. If you already have one of the others, then you may wish to add this to your list of virtual assistants to which you have access. Or if this is the very first that you have encountered or the very first that you have considered, you can find out about the various opportunities that it will provide you in the course of this tutorial. So basically what this is a piece of plastic, essentially, with a rubber ring around the bottom, and it has far-field voice technology in it, which means that you can speak to it by utilizing a trigger phrase or a couple of different trigger phrases. You can pick one or choose one that you like among the two trigger phrases that it has and utilize that to speak to it. It will then be listening to you and can obey commands that you give it. You can ask about all sorts of things, weather, news, information. Because this is Google, it's a terrific piece of technology to utilize for research. So if you are a student, or if you have kids in your household, or if there's simply information that you crave to learn more about, either for work or pleasure, Google Home can provide you with a lot of really valuable information because Google is such a vast repository of research potential, as it were. You can find out very basic things. You can find out what time it is. You can find out what your weather is outside. You can find out what is in your day. For instance, if you have this linked with your Google Calendar, you'll be able to find out what events you have coming up for that particular day. You can set reminders, timers, alarms. You can listen to music. There are things called services. If you've heard of Amazon Echo, those are called skills. It's the same concept. Basically, these are add-ons. You don't have to do anything to add them on. They're just extra little freebie goodies that are available for you to utilize in working with your Google Home, and they can provide lots of information from facts to quotations to games, etc. Speaking of games, there are also plenty of games built into Google Home itself. You can play trivia games. You can talk to the crystal ball. We're going to talk about all sorts of games that are available for your fun and pleasure during our section on games later in this tutorial.
You can control your music, say Google Play Music, Spotify. You can listen to TuneIn radio stations. So if there's a radio station, either local or around the world, you have access to that with your Google Home just by saying play station name, and the station will start to play. You can also use your voice to control features such as stopping the radio station or playing the radio station or switching to a different radio station as well.
If video is more your thing, if you have a Google Chromecast device that supports video playback, You can play Netflix and YouTube videos as well, and you can do lots of handy-dandy things in terms of controlling those just using your voice and your Google Home. Chris will be showing us more about that as we progress. If, however, you're someone who just likes the good old-fashioned phone for communication, well, guess what? You can do that too. So you can use your Google Home as a speakerphone, and we will be showing you that. If you have a family, you can broadcast information from one Google Home to another. So if you have multiple Google Homes in your household, you can broadcast a message that will reach all of your Google Homes on your network. And we'll talk about that in a second. But it will reach all of your family members.
One really cool thing about the broadcast feature is if you are running the assistant, the Google Assistant, on either an iOS or Android device, you don't even have to be home to broadcast a message. So you could tell somebody, for example, I'm on my way home, and if the people are in the house, they will get the broadcast message that you are on your way home, which is really, really, really cool.
Yeah, so you don't even have to be home to utilize your assistant, which is fun. And we'll talk more about what assistant is and how it works as we progress here. So there's so many things that you can do with your Google Home. She's very pleasant. One of the things that Chris and I both love about her is that she's very immersive. And that means that she has a lot of sound effects involved as well. So we'll be talking more about that as we progress here and show you plenty of examples of how that works and how it sounds for you.
And you say that it's a she. Well,
not necessarily.
Right. She can be a she.
She can be a she.
Or she can be a he. So it really depends on your flavor. Do you want a female assistant or do you want a male assistant? It's all up to you.
That's true. And I'm going to try and be more objective throughout the course of this tutorial. But calling it an it is kind of difficult because the voices do sound very human. So it is a little difficult for me to be objective and to call her by something that isn't gender specific. So why might you want one of these? Well, convenience for one thing. Hands-free operation. You can walk in the door and set a timer. You can walk in the door and broadcast a message. You can begin music. If you have smart automation devices, then you can turn on your lights, for instance. And Chris will be showing us more about that as we progress as well. You can change the temperature on your thermostat if you have one that works and can be incorporated with Google Home.
You can even start and stop your robot vacuum.
Yeah, if you want to start vacuuming immediately upon returning home, you can do that with
can start the vacuuming if you have the assistant on your phone.
Yes.
Can do that as well.
So it's convenient. It's easy. There's so much that you can do just with the power of your voice. And that's where I want to start talking about accessibility. Because people say, well, is this accessible? I'm totally blind or I have very low vision. Is this something that I can utilize? Well, we always like to preempt these things by saying all those of us who work at Mystic Access are totally blind. If we can't use it, we aren't going to attempt to teach you to use it. That's just not fair, and it's not something that we do. So the answer is a definitive yes. Absolutely, this is a usable product by totally blind individuals like ourselves and like you, possibly. This has no screen on it. This is strictly an audio device. It has some touch controls up on top, which we'll get to in the next section. But this is a device that you can easily use because it works with the power of your voice. Now, the one thing that you do need to know in going into this is for setup specifically, you are going to need a mobile app, either on Android or iOS. So in order to set it up initially, you are going to need access to an app. After that, however, you really don't necessarily need access to an app. Now, you may want one for convenience sake, but if you don't utilize iOS or Android, you can still get a lot of benefit from the Google Home without the use of a mobile app. Even the touch panel on top that I mentioned a second ago is perfectly accessible once you know how to use it. So essentially all you need is the power of your voice and you need to know the trigger phrases associated with the Google Home.